愿大家平安。
May peace be to all the brothers and sisters.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习服事的喜乐。
Tonight I would like to study the topic, joy of serving.
对没有信的人来说，活着就是要快乐。
For someone who don't believe in God, to live means to enjoy.
但是对一个有信仰的人来说，我们活着要有喜乐。
For a person of faith, when we live, we need to have joy.
这是圣经的应许，这也是很多信徒的体验。
This is a biblical promise and also something that everyone has experienced.
所以如果我们活得不是很喜乐，我们要来思想，那到底要怎么去追求？
So if we live a life without much joy, we need to think about how to pursue it.
在腓立比书的第一章里面。
In Philippians chapter 1.
我们看腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章在提到喜乐的来源就是从服事来的。
Philippians chapter 1 talks about the source of joy coming from serving.
也就是说，如果我们活着不是很喜乐，可能我们没有在服事。
In other words, if we don't live a joyful life, maybe we are not serving much.
如果我们真的是在灵里面在服侍神，我们会很喜乐。
If we are truly serving God in the Spirit, we will be very joyful.
那这个喜乐，服侍的喜乐从哪里来？
Where does the joy of serving come about?
从三个来源。
It springs from three sources.
第一个来源。
First.
从我们所侍奉的对象，我们看他信仰成长，这就是我们的喜乐。
Our joy derives from the fact that we are serving a particular subject. And as we see their faith grow, it gives us great pleasure.
虽然在教会有很多各种不同的服事。
Even though in the church setting, there's many types of service.
但是到最后，我们服事神，其实就是从服事人开始的。
But ultimately, service to God begins with service to man.
很多事情到最后也是跟人有关系。
A lot of stuff also concludes with man.
所以所有的服事到最后离开不了人。
So all services cannot be detached from people.
所以当我们服事神，看到我们所接触的人信仰在成长，这就是我们的喜乐。
And our joy comes from seeing the people that we serve growing in their faith.
有多少次我们看新做父母的人？看到自己的孩子开始长牙齿，开始学走路开始会笑，这是何等的满足。
How often we see parents smiling in satisfaction as they witness the first growth of the teething of their children or their first walk.
那对别人来讲这是小事，但是对父母充满爱来讲这是大事。
To other people, bystanders, it may seem like very trivial, but for the parents, it's a major event.
这也为什么有的人虽然知道养孩子很辛苦，但是他还是要养。
This is why many people, though they are aware raising kids is very difficult, but they still pursue this.
那养孩子就是父母。
To raise our children means that we are parents.
那我们在教会里面在服事就是在当属灵的父母。
When in the church, when we are serving other people, we become the spiritual parents.
那我们服事的对象常常就是好像一个孩子，需要我们去照顾他。
The object of our service are quite often like children, and requiring attention.
那我们看到我们服事这个对象信仰在成长，这是何等的满足。
As we see the object of our service growing in their faith, it gives us a great sense of satisfaction.
所以在第一章里面我们看第三节。
Let's turn to Philippians 1 verse 3.
我每逢想念你们，我就感谢我的神。第四节。
4.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常常欢欢喜喜的祈求。这里是保罗提到他对腓立比教会的信徒的态度。
Paul reveals his attitude toward the Philippians.
这是他宣道旅程当中神借着他建立的教会。
This is one of the church in which the Lord built up through the hands of Paul.
那保罗也可以说是属灵的父母这个腓立比信徒好像他的儿子。
So spiritually speaking, Paul can be likened to a parent to these believers.
那这个腓立比教会的信徒从 信耶稣开始，他灵性就有很美好的表现。
The Philippian believers, starting from the very beginning, had a very excellent spirit as they believed in God.
所以第三节，从头一天一直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
And from verse 1 and forward, it says, verse 5 says, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now has been serving with joy.
就是他们得到福音以后啊，就很认真去传福音。
Means that after they received the gospel, they worked diligently to spread it.
那大家很同心合意在做圣工。
And everyone was working together in one heart to serve God.
那保罗啊，看得他就很感谢神。
And Paul became very thankful to God when he saw this.
每一次为他们祷告都是很喜乐的。
He was very joyful each time he interceded for them.
所以我们在教会里面啊，如果我们有真的去关心别人
，In the church, if we truly have care or concern for others,
有真的用心去带慕道朋友
，If we have really endeavored to bring truth seekers,
你会发现他们一个很小小的改变呢，就是我们的喜乐。
And then you will derive a great sense of joy even when you observe something.Some growth in them.
比方说，有的慕道朋友本来有的是礼拜四才来参加聚会。
For instance, some friends would come to the service only on Thursdays, usually.
那通过我们的接触勉励，现在礼拜五也来了。
And after encouragement and inviting, now they also attend Friday services.
礼拜六也来了。
And even Saturday services.
那我们就非常的喜乐。
And this will bring about great joy.
神在听我们的祷告。
For the Lord listens to our prayer.
神在带领我们的工作。
The Lord is guiding our work.
这是一个很大的满足。
This is a great satisfaction.
但是如果我们没有在参与
，However, if we are not participating,
就没有那个感觉。
Then we will sense nothing of the sort.
那有时候像布道会
，For instance, in evangelical services,
那我努力去邀别人来。
We work hard to invite others.
那我们看到慕道朋友开始来。
And as we see the friends joining us,
我们真就觉得很喜乐。
We will feel a great sense of joy.
那如果他得圣灵，他受洗。
If they receive the Holy Spirit or get baptized,
我们的喜乐是更大的。
And there will be even greater joy.
所以这个喜乐是从我们服事的对象对他有爱来。
So this joy springs from our affection and our love for the object of our service.
因此这个服事，我们要服事神。有时候我们听人讲哦，我什么都没有恩赐，我怎么去服事神
？When it comes to serving God, some people may say, "I have no gift whatsoever. How can I possibly serve God?"
所以好像一定要恩赐才能服事神。
And it sounds as if you must be very talented in order to serve God.
好像是要有恩赐的人，神才会用他。
And as if only if you're very talented would God use you.
但事实上，从圣经看起来，神找不到一个例子，因为这个人很有恩赐，神才用他。
But from the Bible, you cannot find one example of a person who is very talented, and for their talents, that's why God used them.
是神要用他，所以神才给他恩赐。
But rather, it's the other way. God wants to use that person. That's why He endowed them with great talents.
那如果我想要服侍神。那不是看我的恩赐，那到底神要看我什么
？So if you serve God and it's not dependent on our talent, and what exactly does God look upon？
那我们就看主耶稣对彼得怎么问。
So let's look at how the Lord questioned Peter.
你爱我吗
？Do you love me？
彼得说：“我爱你。
”Peter answered, "Yes, I love you, Lord."
主耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。
”The Lord answered, "Feed my sheep."
喂养羊，这就是服事。
Feeding the sheep.And lamb is a type of service.
但是条件是什么
？But what is the condition?
你爱我吗
？Whether we love God.
所以不是恩赐，是我们内心有爱，这个就是神要用的条件。
So the key is not whether we are talented, but rather whether we have love for God.
那你爱我比这一些更多吗
？And do we love God more than these?
他刚刚捕到几百条的鱼。
Peter had just caught several hundred fish.
153条
153 fishes.
这个可以卖很多钱。
And he can turn around and sell lots of money.
你爱我比这些更多吗
？Do you love me more than these?
你爱我比现实世界的好处更多吗
？Do you love me more than the benefits of this world?
那他说是。
And he answered yes.
主耶稣再一次肯定你喂养我的羊，我要把工作给你。
Lord Jesus reaffirms again, feed my lamb, and I will make you work.
那我们在想，那我怎么知道？ 我有没有爱。
And we need to ask ourselves whether we have love.
好，那我们现在回来看腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我体会耶稣基督的心肠，切切想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
For God is my witness how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
那保罗也不是腓立比的信徒教会的朋友或者亲戚。
Paul was not a friend or relatives of these Philippian believers.
那他写腓立比书的时候已经到他宣道的末期。
By the time he wrote the letter to the Philippians, it was toward the very conclusion of his ministry.
时间空间都已经阻隔很多了。
The time and space had removed him far away from this church.
但是保罗说每一次他都很想念腓立比的信徒。
But Paul says each time he thought of the Philippians, it was with great fondness.
因为他有耶稣基督的心肠。
For he has the affection of Jesus Christ.
会想念。
And he longed for these people.
这个就是爱的一个表现。
This is a show, a display of love.
我们离开家庭。
When we depart from our home,
会想念父母。
We will get homesick of our parents.
会想念孩子。
And we will think about our children.
但是当我们离开教会。
But when we depart from church,
我们会不会离开想念教会的弟兄姐妹？
Will we long for our brothers and sisters in the church.
这是主耶稣的大家庭。
This is the great family in Lord Jesus Christ.
是应该是充满神的爱。
It should be filled with the love of God.
那如果有爱，我们会想念。
If there is love, then we will think about this family.
那如果离开教会，我们就从来不会想念教会。这个就是我们里面缺乏爱。
If we depart from the church and we never think back about this church, it means that there is a lack of love.
很可能就是因为这样，神没有办法把很重要的工作交给我们。
Perhaps it's because of this lack of love that God cannot entrust major work to us.
所以这一个最微小的事情，就是我们对教会会不会想念，会不会关心，就是代表我们有没有爱。
So a small trivial thing, such as whether we show concern or we think about the church, will reveal whether we have love for God.
还有我们到教会里面来。
And when we come to church,
我们看到弟兄姐妹。
When we see our fellow brethren,
我们会不会觉得很喜的？
Do we feel a sense of joy?
那我们看到很久没有的弟兄忽然来了。
And if we see someone who hasn't come to church in a long time,
或者慕道朋友来了，
or friends,
我们会觉得很喜的。
We will feel very joyful.
如果没有这个感觉，
if we are lacking the sense,
这个就是神的爱在我们里面。
If we do have this kind of experience, this kind of sensation, then it shows that God's love is within us.
所以服事的喜乐要从我们内心对人有爱。
Joy of serving must come from whether or not we have love for others.
因为有爱，我们会去关心；因为有爱，所以他成长的时候就是我们的满足。
Because we have love, we will show concern for others.And we become satisfied when we see their growth.
所以主耶稣说，凡遵行我天父旨意，就是我的兄弟姐妹、父母子女。
Therefore, Lord Jesus says, whoever keeps God's commandment, then he is my parents, my relatives, my siblings.
所以在主的爱里面，我们发现这个教会的生活不会孤单的。
When we have this love, we sense that we are not alone in this community of the Lord.
让我们在一起做圣工，这是一种享受。
It's a great satisfaction to work together with others.
那在祷告当中
，In the midst of prayer,
保罗说，我常常为你们欢欢喜喜的祷告。
The Lord, Paul says that I often pray for you with great love.
那这个也是服事的一个内容。
This is also a content of our service.
虽然时间空间离开很远
，In spite of the great distance and space,
但是保罗还是常常为他们代祷。
But Paul continued to intercede for these people.
这个就是我们服事的方法。
This is how we can serve others.
我们常常为着教会需要的同龄、慕道朋友来祷告，这就是服事。
It's service when we often intercede for our fellow members and friends.
那腓立比教的信徒已经是很同心了，又很热心做圣工，那还需要祷告吗？
And since the Philippian members are so loving and they work for God so mightily, why do they still need intercession?
保罗还是为他们祷告。
And yet Paul continued to pray for them.
希望他们的信仰能够更成熟、更长进。
In the hope that their faith would become more mature and more grow even further.
所以第九节。
So verse 9.
我所祷告的就是你们的爱心在知识和见识上多而又多。啊，第十节。
10.
是你们能够分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。啊，十一节。
11.
便靠着主耶稣基督结满仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。啊，保罗在祷告什么？
What was the content of Paul's prayer?
就是你们的爱心要在知识跟见识上多而又多。
That your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment.
啊，不只是求神让腓立比教会充满着爱。
He not only prayed for God to fill these Philippian members with great love.
而且求神让他们的爱在知识跟见识上，哦，的爱，有知识有见识的爱。
And that the growth of their love may accompany be accompanied but with knowledge and discernment.
哦，这个知识就是属灵的知识。
This knowledge is a spiritual knowledge.
哦，那见识就是属灵的分辨力、能力和智慧。
And discernment refers to spiritual ability to discern good and bad and evil.
那这样啊，腓立比教会的信徒才能够在生活当中啊，不但有爱，而且能够啊结出仁义的果子，使神的名得到荣耀。
Only then will the Philippians bear the fruit of love, but also to glorify God with their conduct.
啊，所以我们看这个腓立比教会，保罗没有提到他们物质上的需要。
The Philippians, Paul did not mention whether they were lacking in any kind of physical need.
所以我们的代祷应该要超越地上物质上的需要。
Therefore, as we intercede for others, it must surpass the physical and the worldly needs.
那一直为对方代祷，让他的灵性能够成熟。
We have to pray for others so they will grow in their spiritual knowledge and discernment.
如果灵性成熟，跟神的关系好，很多的问题就没有问题。
When they grow in their faith and become mature, then a lot of problems will no longer be problems.
但是如果这个灵性没有成熟，没有成长，
but if their spiritual faith is not grown and still immature,
你有一百个问题，天天都在代祷的名单里面，
and then you will have hundreds of issues on things that you need to pray for.
不祷告不完。
And there are endless things that you need to pray.
所以这个根本，我们要代祷的根本就是这个人的灵性要成长。
The root of our intercessory prayer should boil down to allowing their spiritual faith to take root.
那很多的问题啊，就变成没有问题，因为在神的恩典之下，神会看顾。
Under God's grace, then a lot of problems will no longer be problems.
这是第一个喜乐。
This is the first joy.
啊，就是保罗对他们的爱，对他们的关心。
Which is Paul's affection, love, concern for Philippians.
第二个喜乐。
Second joy.
啊。从十二节到十八节
，from verse 12 to 18。
这个第二个喜乐是保罗对福音工作的投入。
It shows the second passage reveals Paul's devotion to gospel.
我们在世界上哦，常常把苦跟乐两极化。
In this world, we often separate joy and pain into two polarities.
你如果有痛苦，就没有快乐。
If you have a pain, you have no joy.
你如果快乐，你就是不会痛苦。
If you have joy, you have no pain.
所以这是两极的。
And we polarize these two things.
但是从保罗的经验里面呢，苦跟乐是混在一起的。
But from Paul's experience, we see these two factors are mingled together.
这就是觉得很特别了。
This is somewhat unique.
保罗觉得很喜乐。
Because Paul felt great joy.
因为他在受苦当中。
Because he was in the midst of suffering.
哦，所以如果我们要活得很喜乐，
therefore, if we wish to live a joyful life,
我们要经历苦难。
We must go through sufferings.
那什么苦难？
What kind of sufferings?
就是服事的苦难。
The sufferings of serving.
不是因为罪而来的苦难。
Not the sufferings from sin.
好，我们现在看，腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians 1.
十二节。
Verse 12.
弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺。十三节。
13.
以致我受的困苦，在御营全军和其余的人中，已经显明是为基督的缘故。哦，第十四节。
14.
并且那在主里面的弟兄，多半因我受的捆锁， 就笃信不疑，越发放胆传承的道，无所惧怕。啊，十六节。
16.
这等人是出于爱心，知道我为福音辨明设立的。17节。
17.
那等人传福音是出于结党，要增加我的苦主。18节。
18.
啊，这有何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督被传开，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。有几个人在受苦当中会喜乐
？How many people would actually be joyful in the midst of suffering？
我们在受苦当中常常听人在埋怨。
In the midst of our suffering, we often grumble and complain to others.
这是人的常情。
For this is human nature.
但是，如果我们听到一个人受苦会感谢会喜乐
，But if we ever come across someone who will give words of thanks and praises while in the midst of suffering,
感谢神，这个信徒灵性已经相当成熟。
And thank God for this member's faith is very mature.
保罗就是这个例子。
Paul was such an example.
所以不一定要很高的物质生活水准才能够活得很喜乐。
We don't necessarily have to be, have very high living standard in order to be joyful.
当保罗在讲喜乐的时候，他住在哪里
？When Paul spoke of joy, where was he situated?
他住在监牢里面。
He was in the middle of the jail.
那为什么在监牢里面人会喜乐呢
？How can a person in the middle of the prison be joyful?
这个就要看他的人生目标在哪里。
This the key lies with what is the focus of his life.
因为他的目标就是要传福音。
Because his focus is to preach the gospel.
这是神拣选他的目的。
This is the sole reason why God chose him.
做外邦人的使徒。
To become the apostle to the Gentiles.
让人眼睛得开。
To open the eyes of the blind.
从黑暗归向光明。
To bring them from darkness into light.
从撒旦的权架归向神
，from the grasp of Satan into God，
让人罪得赦免
，so their transgressions will be forgiven。
所以他一生啊，为这个目标在努力
，and his whole life's aim was toward this direction。
那现在被关到监牢
，and now he is imprisoned。
很多人很受感动啊
，a lot of people are moved。
保罗传福音传到下监牢
，Paul preached the ministry。To the extent where he's imprisoned.
那我们为福音什么都没有受苦，这不是很羞耻吗
？And the other people, for the sake of the gospel, did not suffer in any bit, and they feel shameful.
所以保罗下监牢，这个苦难感动了很多人，更投入的去传福音。
So when Paul, for the sake of preaching the gospel, became imprisoned, this moved a lot of people into preaching the gospel.
保罗走在前面。
Paul was the pioneer in the front.
为神受苦
，and he suffered for God.
当他说跟我来，很多人就跟着去。
When he said follow me, a lot of people follow him.
这个例子是何等的大的力量
！What a powerful example this is.
那他看到这么多人真的开始牺牲，为着福音在努力。
And when Paul saw so many people willing to sacrifice themselves for the sake of the gospel,
保罗说我非常的喜乐。
Paul says I'm so joyful.
我的受苦有意义。
For I did not suffer in vain.
这个受苦有意义。
And his suffering is meaningful.
这个受苦就是喜乐的来源。
His suffering became the source of joy.
所以今天呢，我们一讲到喜乐，不要想物质生活多高。
So whenever we think about joy, let's not think about how high of a living standard we will.
就保证我们喜乐有多大，不是这样的。
Our level of living standard does not guarantee how much joy we have.
如果我们活得很有意义
，if we live a meaningful life，
那一部分的时间就是我们的喜乐。
Then that period of meaningfulness will become the source of our joy.
因此，圣经在记载当时彼得他们被关到被逼迫在监牢里面被打。
The Bible records when Peter was in prison and beaten.
我们看《使徒行传》第五章。
Turn to Acts chapter 5.
41节。
Acts chapter 5, verse 41.
从40节开始。
Beginning from verse 40.
公会的人听从了他，便叫使徒来把他们打了，又吩咐他们不可奉耶稣的名讲道，就把他们释放了。41节。
41.
他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因为算是配为这个名受辱。这个41节说，门徒离开公会。
41 says that when the disciples departed from the presence of the council,
心里很喜乐。
They were filled with great rejoicing.
那前面在讲他们在公会里面遇到什么事？
What did it say? What exactly were they treated? How were they treated prior?
遇到逼迫。
They were persecuted.
叫他们不可以再传道。
And they were commanded not to speak in the name of Jesus.
又把他们打了。
And they were beaten.
啊，就把他们放了。
Then they were released.
但是彼得出来觉得很喜乐。
But when Peter came out, he felt great joy.
啊，因为配为这个名受辱。
For they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
主耶稣的名是何等大的荣耀。
The name of Jesus Christ is filled with great glory.
今天他验证了我，让我有资格，也有这个能力来为他受苦。
And today he counted me worthy to suffer for the sake of his name.
这个苦就变成很有价值。
Then the suffering becomes very meaningful.
这个就是喜乐。
This is joy.
所以我们就发现服事的喜乐就从这里来了。
And we discover the joy of serving comes from this.
我们为主所付出的一切劳力，
all the labor that we have paid for Christ,
让神的名得到荣耀，让人得到造就，这一段时间是何等的有价值。
In order to glorify God's name and edify the others, how meaningful that life is.
所以我们想到人生所做的每一件事情都是跟神的名有关系，这就是我们的满足。
Our satisfaction should be that everything that we do in our life has to do with magnifying the name of Jesus Christ.
人还有一种痛苦从哪里来？
Human beings also have another suffering. Where does it come from?
从虚空感来的。
It comes from the sense of emptiness.
虚空感从哪里来？
Where does this emptiness come from?
就是从内心的最深处把神赶出去。
It is from the innermost part of our soul that we drive out God.
我做的什么都跟神没有关系。
And anything that I do has nothing to do with God.
这个就是虚空的开始。
This marks the beginning of emptiness.
所以有的人信到最后不信有神。
A lot of people, by the end of their faith, they don't believe in God anymore.
那你问他下一个问题，那你活着做什么？
Then you ask them, why do you live? What's the purpose of your living?
答不出来。
And they are speechless.
今天如果我们信到没有神，活着做什么？你答不出来。
Today, if we live to the extent where we don't believe in God anymore, then what is the point of our living? We cannot answer that.
我们今天大家都信有神。
But conversely, today everyone believes in God.
那我们做的每一件事情，从心里的最深处，我是为神做的。
And everything that we do from the deepest part of our heart, we say we do it for the sake of God.
这个就是意义跟价值的来源。
This is the where meaning and value come from.
所以虚空还是有价值，到最后不是用外在的标准在衡量。
So whether emptiness or meaningfulness is not determined by external factors.
到最后是内心的最深处是不是跟神连在一起。
But in the end, it has to do with whether our innermost part of our heart is connected to God.
那就是我们的满足。
And that will become the source of our satisfaction.
就是我们的喜乐。
That is our joy.
所以结果，这个由神来负责。
These consequences or outcome is up to God.
但是我想到我上班、我学习、我教小孩子、我的一举一动，我都是为着神的时候，我的人生变得很有价值。
But when we think that everything that we do, whether I go to work or I take care of my kids, I'm taking care of my family, I do it for the sake of God, then my life becomes meaningful.
所以在第二点，我们看保罗的喜乐从哪里来。
Let's look at the second source of Paul's joy.
就是在服事当中，他实际去传福音，为主耶稣的名来受苦，这就是他喜乐的来源。
While he was serving, he suffered for the name of Christ. And this is how his joy came about.
因为借着他的工作，基督的名被传开。
Because of his labor, the name of Christ is spread out.
我们再回来腓立比书的第一章。
Turn back to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书的第一章十九节开始。
Philippians 1 verse 19.
这个十九节啊，就在一直到结束，再提到服事的第三个喜乐的来源。
Verse 19 marks the beginning of the third source of joy.
当我们一进入服事里面，
As soon as we enter into service,
我们就进入盼望里面。
We have stepped into hope.
那就在这个盼望里面啊，我们充满着喜乐。
And in the midst of the hope, we will be filled with great joy.
人没有喜乐，常常是因为没有盼望。
A person has no joy often because the lack of hope.
所以你如果有机会到nursing home里面去。 绕一圈，有几个是很喜乐的。
If you have a chance and go visit nursing homes, how many people can you see is very hopeful, is very joyful?
可能有。
Maybe there are some.
那这一种人一般都是很虔诚的信徒。
And these type of people are usually very devout believers.
因为他有盼望。
Because they have hope.
好，我们看腓立比书第一章。
Philippians 1.
21节。
Verse 21.
因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
这里说我活着就是基督。
For to me to live is Christ.
然后我死了就有益处。
To die is gain.
啊，死了应该是人生的结束。
Dying should be the concluding conclusion of a man's life.
一切归零。
Because everything zeroes out.
啊，但是对保罗来讲，死不是虚空。
But for Paul, death does not mean zero.
死也有益处。
There is meaning to his death.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为活着有一个正确的目标。
Because he can live with a correct focus.
就是我活着要把基督在我身上表现出来。
He lives such a way that when he's alive, he can magnify Christ.
那死就不会虚空。
Then his death will not be in vain.
就是死还有盼望。
Means that when he dies, he still has hope.
好，那这个到底在具体上来讲是什么意思？
What does it mean in a physical sense?
啊。我们先来看二十三节。
Let's read verse 23.
我正在两难之间，情愿离开世界与基督同在，因为这是好得无比的。
For I'm hard pressed between the two, having desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better.
所以保罗在监牢当中，他说：“我在两个选择当中，我很难选。”
While Paul was in the middle of the prison, he says, "I'm hard pressed between the two."
那他在选什么？
What was he making a choice about?
我到底活着好呢，还是死好呢？
Whether he should go on to live or to die.
啊，你如果看到一个人生病生得很严重，
When you see a person on a sick bed, very severely sick.
我有时候我们都会觉得啊，这样的病人吼，既然没有好的希望啊，早一点离开也好。
Sometimes we might think for him, thinking they're so sick, might as well just. Leave from this world might be better.
我们觉得他离开早一点好，是因为看他很痛苦。
We feel that way because we see that person suffering so much on the sick bed.
那有一天我们生病啊，你到很痛苦的时候，你也觉得说主啊，让我早一点走吧。
If one day we are so severely ill, lying on the sick bed, and we also think to God, God, please take me home.
我们想早一点走，是因为我们不愿意受苦。
The reason why we want to go is because we no longer want to suffer.
哎，但是保罗在监牢里面，他说，如果要选哦，选择死也很好。他不是这个原因的。
But for Paul, while in the prison, he wasn't saying if I want to die, dying is better.
不是因为在监牢很痛苦，所以赶快死吧。
His reasoning for dying isn't because he's suffering so much in the prison, so he wants to end his suffering quickly.
二十三节说，我情愿离开世界与基督同在，这是好的无比的。
Verse 23 says that I rather depart and be with Christ, which is far better.
因为他到过第三层天。
For he had visited to the third heaven.
所以他不但不怕死，而他觉得死比活着更好。
This is the reason why he was not afraid of death and instead felt that death was far better.
就好像彼得看过遍茂山的主耶稣容貌放光。
Just like Peter, having seen Lord Jesus transform on the Mount of Transfiguration.
在他年纪大的时候，他充满着盼望。
When he was very old, he was filled with great hope.
他一直盼望，他希望能够回去见到那一位遍茂山荣耀的主。
His hope is that he can return to the one who he saw glorify on the Mount of Transfiguration.
因此这个服事的喜乐从哪里来？
So where does the joy of serving spring from?
服事的对象是神。
The object of our service should be God.
我们天天就是要讨神喜欢。
Because each day we are to please God in every way.
真的死亡来到的时候，
When death comes upon us,
见到神，这是很满足的。
And we are able to see God. It's a very satisfying thing.
因为你服事一辈子，现在去见到他，要领奖赏啊，这不是很喜乐吗？
Because we have served God all life long, and now we can finally see Him when we die. Isn't it very joyful?
我们工作这么认真，现在见老板要领钱啊，这不是很喜乐吗？
Let's put it in a worldly sense. We work so hard, now we can see the boss and get our salary.
所以保罗说：“我自战自清的苦楚啊，这么苦，天国要领受永远的荣耀。”
This is why Paul says I work with fear and trembling so that I can receive a crown of righteousness in heaven.
所以每一个人呢、啊，在服事当中充满着盼望，都是很喜乐的，死也没有关系。
So anybody who serves God with great hope, then they will not be afraid of death.
斯蒂芬要死，天开了。
When Stephen died, the heaven opened.
主耶稣在天上等他回去。
Lord Jesus was beside the throne, waiting for him to return.
他的盼望很清楚，就在天上。
And his hope is very clearly set in heaven.
回去做什么？领受奖赏。
What was the purpose of his return? To receive his reward.
这是保罗的第一个盼望。
This is Paul's first hope.
那如果不死怎么办呢？
So if he doesn't die, then what should he do?
我们看回来看腓立比书第一章。
Philippians 1.
第一章的25节。
Verse 25.
我既然这样深信，就知道人要住在世间，即与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith.
虽然在监牢，他差不多要死了。
Even though while in prison he was on the point of death,
他也觉得死也很好。
And he felt it's good to die.
但是保罗到最后他觉得我不会死。
But in the end, Paul felt that he wasn't going to die.
为什么？
Why?
因为神还有工作要我做。
For God still had work left undone for him.
所以保罗对这个生死的观念呢，不是用我们世间上人的讲，哦，很会保养，所以你会活得很久。
So Paul's concept of longevity isn't based on our regular understanding of taking vitamins and having good health habits.
保罗的想法是，神的工作还没有做完，你不会死。
But Paul's understanding is that because God still has work for me, so I will not die.
这个是对生命的更高的一层的看法。
This is a much higher level understanding toward life.
所以如果有一天我们遇到什么大难、大生病的，大家祷告就活起来了。
So if one day we encounter grave, serious illness, and after everyone intercede for us, we revive our health.
当然，这是神的恩典，我们要感谢神。
Of course, this is God's grace. We have to give thanks.
但是应该不要这样就停止了。
But we shouldn't be satisfied just at this.
我们再进一步想，那神让我再活下去要做什么？
We have to think one step further. What's the point of God allowing me to live?
一定有一个目的。
There must be a purpose.
那保罗就了解这个目的。
And Paul understood his purpose.
我活着能够帮助大家信仰进步，又长进又喜乐。
When he's alive, he's able to help progress the faith of the believers.
所以他活着，他有一个盼望。
Therefore, while he's alive, he has this hope.
通过他的侍奉，让信徒得到造就，信仰能够成长，喜乐能够增加。
Through his service, the believer's faith will grow and also they will grow in the joy of faith.
所以因为这样子啊，活着很好，死也不错啊，因此不论不死，不论活，他都很喜乐。
Because of this understanding, he felt whether to die or to live was equally fine for him.
这个就是今天我们需要学习的。
This is something we need to learn today.
如果我们要活得很喜乐，
if we wish to live a joyful life,
要过一个服事的生活，
we need to live a life of joy.
第一点，
a service.
要用爱心来服事神。
So the first point is we need to serve God with love.
就是服事我们周围的人。
By serving the people around us.
第二个，
second.
要投入神托付我们的工作。
We need to devote ourselves into God's entrusted mission.
第三个，
third.
要活在盼望当中。
We need to live in the middle of hope.
那我们呢？每一天活着都很喜乐。
Then each day will be a great joy for us.
因为生活很有价值，目标很清楚，很有意义。
Because our life will be very valuable, meaningful, and our focus is very clear.
唱诗。
Sing him.
496.
496.